Hello and welcome to your daily episode of Breaking the Action. I am your host, Kelton. It is good to be with you here today, this Wednesday morning. Lots of fun things happening last night in the NBA. Of course, Fred VanVleet, oh my goodness, erupted for 54 points. That is the most points scored by an undrafted player in NBA history. So that astounding. If you watched it, it was just something to behold. He couldn't miss. It was wonderful. Wonderful to watch. And good for Fred. Good for Fred. Other things to highlight. I don't know if you saw a couple days ago the Atlanta Hawks fan who was courtside and started heckling LeBron while the Lakers took on the Hawks. They started to get into it, LeBron and this fan. Well, rather, this fan kind of just started heckling LeBron, and it's funny because there's really no fans there, and so like you can't. Her comments were not being masked by any other type of fan noise. So LeBron gestures over to the refs get over security, and security takes care of the situation. Well, the Hawks are actually not going to ban this fan, which I think is extremely interesting. I'm not sure what was being said. I'm pretty sure it was just calling LeBron, you know, whatever names you want to call LeBron, but nothing too questionable. So even so, I mean, I think it's really interesting that that the Hawks fan is not going to be banned. But other highlights, Bradley Beal came out a few days ago saying, hey, I want to stay with Washington. I'm not sure how much I believe that, simply because so many players in the past have come out and said, listen, I want to stay with my team. I want to win with this team. And I mean, Kevin Durant, like, let's use him as an example. I want to stay with Oklahoma City. I want to win with Oklahoma City. Well, guess what? He leaves. So I'm not sure that what he's saying is completely accurate. I think he's doing it to appease some fans, which, hey, if I were in his shoes, I'd probably do the same thing. And don't forget, too, he signed an extension not that long ago with Washington, so he's under contract till, I believe, 2024. So he can't really just leave if he wants to. So he's going to have to get traded. He's going to have to demand to get traded. Honestly, I'm surprised Washington hasn't traded him already. I feel like if I'm Washington, I would have traded him and started the rebuild process. But instead, you trade John Wall for Russell Westbrook, and obviously that's not really panning out to be that great because, in my opinion, and I will go to my grave saying this, Russell Westbrook is an overrated NBA player. He gets his stats, but he does not win games. Let's see. I'm probably going to get heat for that, but it's fine. Let's see. What else? My Jazz are back on their winning streak, so I just have to get that little nugget in there. Looking at the NBA. Really, that's about it. So let's move on a little bit. I wanted to, like I said yesterday, talk about potential MVP candidates for the NBA. There's a good number of guys who I think are deserving of it. I mentioned briefly a couple podcasts ago, I mentioned briefly that in my mind, Nikola Jokic is thus far the leader in my book for the NBA's MVP award. And the reason I'm saying that, and I'm going to go ahead and pull up his stats here. The reason I'm saying that is, while his Nuggets have, you know, been relatively okay as far as record, his stats are astounding. He's averaging 27 points a game, 12 rebounds a game, 9 assists a game. He has a tremendous overall box plus minus. He's only turning the ball over 4 times a game, with which how much he has the ball is pretty remarkable. 2 steals a game. His defense is not bad. I mean, yeah, if you have a quick guard like Kyrie or Donovan Mitchell who wants to ISO on him, yeah, they're going to feast, you know. but you can't pound the post because he's just so big. He's 284 pounds. I mean, he's huge. He's shooting 84% from the free throw line, 38% from three, and 57% from the field. So really just in my book, he is thus far the front runner for MVP. But the other player getting a lot of noise right now is Joel Embiid, and I think it's rightly so. We've been looking at Embiid for years. I mean, every NBA fan has just been so ready to give it to Joel. Give the MVP to Joel. Let him take over the league. I've heard numerous podcasters like Zach Lowe, Brian Windhorst say, look, when Joel Embiid realizes it, he's going to be the best player in the world. And the only reason he hasn't become that is just because of his health. He's been injured, yes. He also, it looks like it's taken him 4 years until this year to take care of his body. So this year, I mean, he's averaging tremendous splits, 28.3 points a game, 11.1 rebounds, 2.8 assists, an overall plus minus of plus 8.8. That's almost double Nikola Jokic, plus minus. So that's something to keep in mind as well. 1.3 blocks, 1.2 steals, 3 turnovers. And 54% from the field. Now, he's shooting the ball, probably the best he ever has, at 40% from the three-point range. But a lot of that is, too, that he's not taking as many as he always has. I think earlier in his career, he said, hey, I want to be this inside-outside threat. And so he decided to take a bunch of threes a game. Now he's only taking about three a game, which I think that's where he needs to be. He needs to keep defenses honest, you know, hit a three or two a game and call it good there. But of course, you can't have an MVP discussion without talking about LeBron. LeBron this season, I mean, how many times can you average 25-7-7 or 25-8-8 and not win the MVP? I mean, honestly, I feel like that's been LeBron's entire career. Like, hey, I'm going to come in, I'm going to average 25 to 28 points a game. I'm going to get 8 rebounds, 9 rebounds. I'm going to get 8 or 9 assists. And then he's not going to get the MVP. The dude is 36 years old. Okay. He's older than Mike Conley, Joe Ingles, Carmelo Anthony's 36 years old, and he's nowhere near to the level LeBron is. Anyways, LeBron, 49% from the field, 41% from three, 8.2 box plus minus. His Lakers, in my opinion, again, best team in the league, even though the Jazz technically have the best record. I think the Lakers will repeat as champions. So you can't really have that discussion without LeBron. Other players that could be making, you know, noise in the MVP conversation. Kawhi Leonard, I don't buy it. I'm sorry. I just don't. He's playing great this year. 50-40-90. And when he's on the floor, the Clippers are just far and away better. But I just can't give it to Kawhi Leonard with everything that he has done the last couple of seasons. And I haven't been watching him too much this season. But again, if he's going to choose to sit out 25 to 40% of his games, then, you know, you can't really have this conversation. He's got the best overall box plus minus of 11.2. I mean, it's just astounding. 2 steals a game, 7 blocks. He's averaging 26.3 points a game, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. So he's getting the stats, but I don't know. Maybe I need to reevaluate the way I feel about Kawhi Leonard. Other players that could potentially, you know, make their way up. Obviously, you have Giannis, but the Bucks have been disappointing this year. You have Kevin Durant, who I think could continue to make a push as long as he continues to play the way he is playing. And then, of course, you got Luka, and I am the biggest Luka Doncic critic in the entire world. He gets his stats, but he does not win. He's a lot like Trae Young and a lot like Bradley Beal. And again, I'm going to get heat for that probably, but He's better than Trae Young, and he's better than Bradley Beal. Let's be perfectly clear. He's better than those two. My point is, right now, it's just empty stats. So I'm not – he's got an overall box plus minus of two. Of two. I mean, Giannis has an overall box plus minus of a lot more than that. So there's my take on the MVP race so far this season. I do still have Nikola Jokic in my number one spot. After that, I would probably have to give it to LeBron just because of what he's doing, how he's doing it. And then after that, it's Joel Embiid. So let's call it there, guys. Tomorrow I'm going to be back. We're going to start talking about Thursday, Friday. We're going to do our Super Bowl preview. I'm going to start tomorrow with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And then Friday, we're going to go ahead and do the Kansas City Chiefs. Thanks for tuning in to Break in the Action. Don't forget to catch the Thundercast. Connor and I break down SEU gymnastics, SEU women's basketball, and we recap the SEU women's and men's basketball games against Weber State. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.